Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And this is We Are Destroying the Yokes of Bondage. Praise God. Thank God for my co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who have gave us some outstanding lessons on this last week and the week before. I thank God for my co-host. Certainly, she's a blessing to this ministry. I want to say that we have a spirit-filled show today. We're going to talk about some things, and before we get started, I'm going to pray for first. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you, we magnify you, and we bless your name. Holy Spirit, be in the midst of this show on this morning, Father God. Touch your people and give them what they need. Hide me behind the cross, Father God, as I attempt to give your word, Father God. Certainly, I attempt to do it because, God, you know what your people have need of. I stand humbled. I stand here to receive and to be directed and to be instructed for your people. And this is my prayer, God. Touch all those out there in radio land that will connect onto this line on this morning, and those that are unable, we pray for them. This is our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So certainly, we got a good lesson on this morning. let you know the announcements. I want to say that there are some things going on this morning. You are invited to Restoration Brunch. Scripture, Jeremiah 30 and 17. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. And that's today's date, and actually you still have time. It's going to be, the time is 10 o'clock on this morning. It's located at 5526 South State Street, Chicago, Illinois. Adult tickets are $25. Child tickets are $12 for those 7 years and 7 to 15 years old. Over 15, 16, you pay as an adult. For registration, you can Zelle 708-351-5859. Again, let me say that again. Zelle 708-351-5856. Or you can do a Cash App, and that's T. Gulliver. I'm just going to spell it, Saints. T-G-L-O-B-E-R 40. And certainly the host pastor is Superintendent Dr. Brian Gibbs. Again, I want to give those this information. You can register. The registration fee is $25. You can register at Zelle 708-351-5859, or you can send a Cash App to T. Gulliver, G-L, Glover. I think I said Gulliver, T-B-E-R 40. So again, Cash App to T-G-L-O-V-E-R 40. And that should get it. So thank God to those that are on the line on this morning. And I want to say to all of you that send your donations, we ask that you send your donations to Amazing Grace Ministries, P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. For those of you that don't want to send them in mail, certainly I will. You can call me and I will give you that Cash App or the Zelle number. But I want to thank those that have already given, those that have blessed this ministry, those have really assisted and helped, and those of you that participated in our five-year celebration. You guys bless my soul, and I thank you. I'm still receiving money in the mail, and I thank God for you. Certainly, I can start calling names, but I'm not going to do this on the air. I just want to thank those, and you know who you are, that has assisted this ministry and certainly undergird this ministry. And I want to declare to the radio listening land, I want to declare blessings. I want to declare that this is the year for blessings. This is your year. We are going into the seventh month, praise God. So we have done the first part. We're going into the seventh part. And certainly God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask or think. We've got to beginning to call those things that is not as though they are. And one of the things we've got to call into play, the healing of our land. The healing of our land. We've got to begin to cry out and spare not. We've got to cry and bombard heaven for our families, for our friends, for our neighborhoods, for our nieces and nephews, for the next generations coming after us. We must do that, and we must do it now. And certainly we are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and certainly you can tune in to us and hear us. And if you want to connect to us via internet, you can do so by clicking on the link, and that link is HTTP tobtr.com/s/12115249. Matter of fact, some of you that receive my texts, when we go on in the morning, you can hit the link even without calling, especially if you have a smartphone. You can just hit that link. You don't have to call in. You just, and you will tune in to this live recording. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's get into what we're dealing with on today. Praise God. So the Word of God expresses or addresses every aspect of our lives. Although we're living in perilous times, God is still in control. This word has come alive in the form of Jesus Christ, and the word is able to captivate our minds, to give us illumination, to lift up our hearts, praise God, to even give us greater access and levels in Christ Jesus if we apply ourselves. But if we don't apply ourselves, if we don't seek the Lord while he's near, unfortunately, we are not going to get it. But today's word will encourage you. It will increase your understanding of what God is saying in this day and time. And certainly we understand that we as saints of God are better together, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But we must continue to repent and do a self-evaluation of who we are in Christ, because there's sometimes our emotions, our minds gets away with us, and we do stuff that's not godly, and we must keep our flesh in check. So in essence, we must also be reminded of the need to pray and go back. And if you're not going back, but to fast and pray. We know that society is doing all kinds of fasting for health reasons, but we need to fast to reduce our fleshly desires in order to hear what God has to say. And in order to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, I know some, you know, I grew up in an age and a time when terrorist services were operating in the churches, praise God. But I understand that we don't tarry like we used to. And tarry just means to wait. Don't get it twisted. Tarrying is just a means for us to wait on God. And what it just did, it just got our minds ready to receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can't come in a temple that haven't been clean and thoroughly washed. So the theme of this month, which is the last, this is the last Saturday, sweetie. This is it. Praise God, we're going into June, July, and that's a blessed month. Hallelujah. That might just be the theme, if God says so, that I've got a promise. It has been, I've got a promise. And this lesson on today, we're calling for all people to laminate for our sins. Let's get to the text. Text is found in Jeremiah 9 and 17. Somebody say hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord in your home. Praise God. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye in calling for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come. Now, I understand the word is women, the word says women, but we are calling all in this day and time, not just the women, but the men too. This is a critical time that we're living in. Economically, we are suffering as a nation. Gas prices, for the most part, are high. Not for the most part, but all parts. If you were to fill up your gas tank, it would be over $100. Some of us are saying, can I really afford to fill up my gas tank? But the Lord will provide. Home interest rates are higher than they ever been before. There are mass shootings all over the United States of America. It would appear that people are still being killed because of the color of their skin. And just the other day, there has been, and even this week, we have seen the reversal of two major laws by the Supreme Court. The first one was the issue of concealed weapons, which they turned down. And the last blow was the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Now, some of the church said Roe versus Wade, that's a good thing. But is it? It is as if we're living in chapter 2 of Revelations that talked about the church of Pergamos. And for those of you that may not know, Pergamos was married to the state. So they were married to the state, and the state implemented rules and regulations over the church under the auspices of the church. So look it up sometimes. Read it for yourself. Praise God. So in essence, now we understand that they did a reversal of the law based on a 1800 law. And this particular law in the 1800s, and I don't know the exact year, but it was around in 1800, it was based on people or women being seen, people being seen as property. Women didn't even have the right to vote during this law that was given. People confess that we are pro-life, so therefore we want to save the life in the womb, but we don't want to save the child after it comes out the womb. We see young women and men, we see young black men being killed in our streets by both police officers and themselves. We see that people are killing other cultures because they dislike that particular culture. And don't get it twisted. White supremacy still exists in this land. Don't get it twisted that when you look at the merger of state and church, that they are really saying the white people or white supremacists still exist in the land. And we are superior than any other race. You can't go into a school, you can't go into a grocery store without hearing of mass shootings going on. It's like we are traumatized. Matter of fact, we are traumatized. If you look on the news, if you look around the corner, but particularly the news, you'll see that mass shootings occur almost on a monthly basis. We see that they are calling for individuals to wear their weapons by the concealed weapons law, and yet if they feel threatened, they can kill an individual. And yet, if you're an African-American individual, if the police see that you have a weapon and you've gone through the process of rightly being able to wear that weapon, it's an excuse for them to shoot you. And we've seen that in past history that that has been the case. But I want to say on today that God is still in control. If we look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, and I probably won't read them all, but you can gather them up and read them. It says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor they gather into the barns, yet the heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not make more clothes, ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall ye eat, or what shall ye drink, or wherewithal shall ye be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. What is the word saying? The word is saying that God knows what we have need of. God understands who we are as an individual. God will take control if we give him that control. And sometimes that means stepping out and voicing our opinions and standing up for the rights of others. That means knowing that God will provide our needs if we take up the banner that he's called us to take up. Now, when we go over to Philippians 4:6-7, it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Today we are calling all people, to stand up and pray for a solution, pray for an answer, pray for what's going on in our communities. Yes, the law has been reversed, but what about the children? What about the children? What about the individuals in our streets? What about the kids that's being killed in our classrooms when they go to school and yet they're supposed to learn their ABCs and their arithmetic, but they're being killed in our classrooms? What about the incident where people are going into the grocery stores and being killed? It's time for us to cry out and spare not. We have a promise and we have the strength of God to take up the banner and state and stand boldly in the Lord, to know that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask. But he needs a body to stand. He needs people that's going to cry out and say, it's not about state and church, but understand that the leaders of this world has made it so. And yet those rules that's been adopted are not godly rules. They're for their own purpose. They're for their own manipulation. They're for their own good. Jeremiah makes it about, he calls the women to wail. He calls the body of believers who have a relationship with God, he calls them to speak. He calls them to begin to speak out. He calls them to begin to pray. It's not every day. It's not as things as usual. It's praying time. God is on his way back, and we need to cry out and spare not. We need to be consistent in our prayer time. We need to be consistent in our fast time. We need to be consistent in pulling the strongholds down, because God has given us that authority to speak and to declare. If the Spirit of God lives within us, we can speak a thing and understand that it will happen, because God has given us that authority on this world. In this world, when we look at Jeremiah 9, Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes were a foundation of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain daughters of our people, slain men, slain children of our people. People are getting killed. People are getting slaughtered in our streets. It's time we see that you can't go outside at nighttime because you're concerned that something is going to happen. We need to cry out. We need to speak a thing. We need to declare. We find that throughout Jeremiah, we find his message was repent and turn to God, or we will be punished. We need to have that same message. I understand the younger people say it ain't about all that. Yes, it is. It's about all that and more. It's about the miracles that God will do through us. Our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. Oh, I know that I serve a God that's still in control. I serve a God that's able. I serve a God that if I stand on his word, that he's able to fight for me. And when I speak up, oh, he will speak for me. Oh, angels encamp round about me and show Satan who guards me, because God has my back. When we put on the armor of God, when we put on the armor as talked about in Ephesians 6, when we go out ourselves and gird ourselves accordingly. Oh, Satan is alive. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. So we see that sin is rampant in this society. And Jeremiah calls for the people to repent. Hear the word of God. Oh, it's bad to reject the voice of God, because there is certainly destruction coming. God had marked their sins. He had told the prophet with compassion, you need to tell the people that they have sinned against me. They need to get it right. Oh, there was a song that said, get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, that may, that's an old song, y'all. But we need to cry out, because there's so many of our kids that don't mind getting shot, getting killed, and dying. But there is a second death coming. Oh, you may die with the first death. Oh, this body must go back to the dust in which it came. It's going back to the ground. But understand, if we go back to Genesis and we understand that God blew a breath in us, and when he blew that breath in Adam, so therefore we became a living soul. And a living soul means even though this body has to go back to the ground in which it came, that's just the shell of the body. That on the last day, when the trumpet comes, when God says, I'm calling my people, we're going to be caught up with him. And those that have gone, those that have died, those that are in a grave, those graves are going to be opened up. Oh, and we're going to be caught up. But praise God. Oh, but then there are the soul and the spirit that don't die. So in essence, we have to understand that that is the first death. But the second death is death, damnation eternal. And our young people don't understand. You need to repent. Because if you die in your sins, you're lost. There is no purgatory. There is no getting it right. There is no bosom where you can look across in paradise and say you'd be like that old rich man in Lazarus. Can you call Lazarus up and tell my people and my brothers and sisters to get right? Because I don't want them to be where I am. That's coming, y'all. That's coming. The end is coming. Think it not strange. The end is coming. We're living in the last days. We're living in a time of war. We're living in a time where Russia is warring against Ukraine. We're living in a time where the Bible says that you won't have food to feed your infants. We're living in that time. We're living in the time, perilous times, the end times. I know people say, well, y'all been saying that the end is near so many times. We're living in the last days. Yeah, okay. But get right, church. Let us stand firm in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free. Let us tell our next generations. Let us preach and teach to our nieces, our grandbabies. Let us show the gospel. Let us make disciples of our children, our godchildren, our nieces. They get on Facebook and do everything. And some of them do give a word. But they show everything, they talk about everything, and YouTube, praise God for those that have left. I pray for you. Hallelujah. They do everything on Facebook, cook, but sometimes you need to go back to praying and seeking God like never before. So in essence, when we look at Jeremiah, he laments to the desolation of the country. And what lamentation is he's calling for us to mourn. He's calling for us to pray. He's calling for us to seek him like never before. He's calling for us to prostrate ourselves to get right. Praise God, to get right with the Lord. So we have moved emotionally. And we are moved with compassion. When we move with compassion and we move emotionally to laminate, to cry out for our fallen nation, it means we get to the point of wailing. We get to the point of looking at what's going on and we begin to cry out. We begin to cry to the Lord to say, Lord, help us. Help us like never before. Help us, help us, help us. So when we look at the word of God on this morning, Jeremiah is sending forth the cunning women or the counterfeit mourners because they know how to fake it until the real mourners come. They know how to compose themselves mournfully. They know how to sing songs. They know how to tap into those emotions where they feel sympathetic to what's going on. They know how to cry. They know how to get themselves in tune. And therefore, we've got to get ourselves in tune because the promise is ours. And we can speak, we can stand, and we can declare, and we can lift up the voice of the Lord and say God still is in the saving business. Hallelujah. So in essence, God is calling us to lamentate. God is calling for us to weep. God is calling for the real mourners to make lamentation, to present themselves as a voice of wailing that is heard out of Zion, to make themselves mourn, to echo the conditions of what we're going through, to echo the problems that we have faced, to pray for the leadership, to pray for those that have an alternative, ulterior motive, to pray that the will of God be done, because we need our Generation X, the millennials, those that are in the working place to be delivered, to be set free, because they are the future of our society. They are the future
They are our kids. They are our children. They are our grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-nieces, great-great-cousins, if there can be a great-great-cousin, one, two, three, four, and distant. But still, that bloodline is continuing on. We as a people need to come together and stand strong in the liberty whereby we have been made free. And we don't need to be afraid to speak out and to speak up. Isaiah 28 and 6, and I'm going to pray. Thus has heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have shown thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thus didst not know them? It's no longer business as usual. The change is here. The banner of Christ, and declare to fight for the promises that God gives us. The end of this month, the theme of this month is I've got a promise. That promise is that we can stand on the word of God, and we can declare ourselves free. We can declare healing. And I'm declaring healing for my sister who's suffering with cancer. I'm declaring healing. I'm speaking it. I'm speaking it for my family. I'm speaking it and I'm declaring it. This word is not only to you, but it's to me, because we have got to pull those strongholds down. We have got to fight, and we fight. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal. They're not with our mouth. They're not with a concealed gun. They're not, because the Bible says they that live by the sword shall die by the sword. So in essence, these are not our weapons. Our weapons are that of prayer. Our weapons are that of fasting. Our weapons are that of standing on the word of God and declaring his promises to say that you shall live and shall not die, and declaring it and believing it by faith. By faith. So as we go into July, oh, hallelujah, the second half of year 2022, stand up and fight. Stand up and fight for what God has given you. Don't let Satan steal your blessing. Don't let him steal your mind. Don't let him steal your joy, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. And Satan will come with distractions to steal, kill, and destroy. But John 10 and 10 says that Christ came that I may live, and that life more abundantly. I've got life, and I am going to live it. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to fight. I need somebody that's going to fight with me. Hallelujah. If this message has been a blessing to you, I need you to send me a text at 309-750-7584. I need you to send me a text and say, Dr. Carey, I have heard the word on this morning, and I believe, and I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. I believe God, and I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to fight for the things that God has given me. Just pray. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you for those that are listening to this word. I thank you for those that have connected online to hear word. I pray, God, that something has been said. Hallelujah. Thank you. Something has been said, and I pray, God, that you move your people forward, even me. I pray for those that are sick among us,
And I declare healing. I declare healing even for my sister, Lidora Mosley. I pray for her strength. I pray, God, that her potassium levels will increase. I pray, God, that her strength may come in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for her healing. God, you are a healer, and cancer has no authority in her body, and I rebuke it and I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Restore her body to full health, God. Oh, strengthen her mind, strengthen this body, God, that she may move around freely. We bind Satan. We bind the spirit of death that's trying to creep in. We bind it right now. We speak a healing substance. We speak healing to everyone out there in radio land that needs a healing touch. We speak it and we declare it right now. Father God, we ask your healing. We ask your blessing. We ask, God, that you move like never before in our lives, because we need you. We need you. We need your strength. And certainly Holy Spirit is the power arm of God. I pray, God, that you're give us a revival through the Holy Spirit. I pray that you will revive us and keep us. This is our prayer. And certainly if there's anybody out there that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, I pray, God, that they will accept you as their personal Savior and pray this prayer. I have sinned. I confess my sins. And I repent in the name of Jesus, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior this day. Therefore, you are saved. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And Father God, we thank you, God, for this prayer. We thank you, God, for each and every one that are listening. We pray for a special blessing on their lives as well. Those that are connected with this blog, we pray for them. Those that have not been on, we pray for them. We pray for each and every one, Father God, that's listening. Strengthen them. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And we pray, God, don't let me forget my co-host. I pray, God, for Evangelist Terry Rogers. I pray her strength. I pray a blessing upon her life. I pray, God, that she may be blessed abundantly. I pray, God, that she'll meet every financial need that she may have and certainly strengthen her. And I thank you, God. I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God, saints. Thank you for tuning in, those that are tuned in. Thank you, God. Thank you guys for being a part of this blog, and certainly we will see you on next week. As old cartoon used to say, the same bat channel, the same bat time. God bless you. Bye-bye.